Turning to sports on KNKX, the Rain FC got a boost this week with an investment from a prominent European soccer club. The deal is expected to be finalized by the end of January 2020. We find out what this means for the team and its fans in this week's chat with KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, what can you tell us about the deal?
Well, it's a major step forward for women's soccer in general, and certainly the National Women's Soccer League. And what's been proposed is a majority purchase of the Rain from its owners, Bill and Teresa Predmore. They become minority owners. Bill will remain as CEO, and Teresa will remain as chief of the academy, the organization's developmental team. And the first thing we need to say about this deal is that the Rain are not moving. This team is solidly secure in the Tacoma market now and the greater Puget Sound market, so they're not going to go anywhere. I know everybody panics every time a Seattle team gets sold, and I understand that, but that's not going to happen here because they like what they see about the growth potential in this market. And the purchasing entity is probably the most successful women's club soccer team in the world. Olympique Lyonnais is a powerhouse in European women's soccer. They've won every championship they've had since inception, since 06-07. And they have a prestige in the sport that is second to none. So this is a big deal in terms of getting seed money to invest in U.S. women's soccer. I think it's hard to know exactly what's going to happen, but even though the league and teams have not made money since inception, I think they see the growth potential, and this is what, you know, venture capitalists do when they see a promising startup.
Right, and so the question I have is, why the Rain?
Well, I think it's a really good sign because Lyon thinks this is the best of the nine teams in the NWSL, and it makes sense to me because they've been in contention. They've won championships in 14 and 15. And they made the semifinals this year. That's the competitive thing. What I think they like about the Rain is that they have moved from the Seattle market to Tacoma's Cheney Stadium, where they've got a decent stadium, and there's a big future here. Lyon understands the embrace of soccer by this Seattle-Tacoma market, and there are plans to build a soccer-specific stadium in Tacoma that will house the developmental team for the Sounders, the Tacoma Defiance, as well as the Rain. And that would be, I think, a critical factor in why they picked this team. I think they think this market is the ideal jumping off point.
So taking a broader view, what does this mean for women's soccer in America?
It's nothing but a positive. The salary cap in 2020 is going up 20% to $650,000 per team. It doesn't sound like a lot of money compared to other American pro sports, but this is the first decade of development. And this is, you start small and you build. And getting an investment like this is a big deal. There was a lot of momentum here built off the U.S. Women's World Cup, their domination in the play. Megan Rapinoe, of course, is a star with the Rain. And she also played for Lyon before she came to the Rain.
Oh.
So there's a lot of connections here. And their head coach, Vlatko Andronevsky, was just chosen as the U.S. women's national team coach. So Bill Predmore is looking for a coach and also has a new buyer here. So a lot of things going on in women's soccer, I think, that are a net positive. And they just have to grow the brand. And the way you do that is with investment money. So I think it's all a real positive locally and nationally for the sport.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.